Welcome to a deep dive into the life of Willem, a seemingly ordinary man from 1970s Netherlands. His story, though, is anything but ordinary.
Right.
We'll be looking at the sources you provided.
Okay.
Trying to untangle the threads of financial strain, family dynamics, and mental health that ultimately led to a tragic outcome.
It's a fascinating case, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you consider the backdrop of 1970s Netherlands. The country was undergoing a lot of change.
Right.
Economically, socially.
Yeah.
And even something like family size, much larger than due to limited access to birth control, adds a layer of context that we might not immediately consider.
It really sets the stage for a different world, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And within this world, we meet Willem, a working-class lab technician, a family man struggling to make ends meet.
Right.
His story is a reminder that sometimes the greatest tragedies happen in the most seemingly normal lives.
Exactly. And it's easy to just focus on the tragic ending, but what's truly compelling is understanding the why. What were the pressures, the cracks that ultimately led to this point? Your sources offer some intriguing clues.
Okay, so let's dive into those clues.
Yeah.
We see Willem working hard as a lab technician, involved in a project developing synthetic rubber.
Which is interesting in itself, right?
Yeah.
It speaks to the kind of innovation happening in that era. But even with a steady job, Willem's feeling the financial squeeze. He's picking up extra hours teaching at a night school.
Oh, wow.
And it sounds like the topic of his salary is a constant source of frustration.
You're right. It's like he's constantly being reminded by colleagues that he's underpaid, creating this underlying sense of discontent.
Right.
And, you know, even today, that feeling of not keeping up, of financial comparison, is something so many people struggle with.
Yeah.
It's almost a universal pressure point.
Absolutely. And then on top of that, life throws in those unexpected expenses. Things we can probably all relate to. A broken washing machine, a TV on the fritz.
Oh, yeah.
It all adds up quickly.
And I imagine that with a wife and two kids hoping for a more comfortable lifestyle, maybe a caravan for vacations like some of their neighbors.
Right.
That financial pressure felt immense. Was this the breaking point?
Well, it's then that the story takes a turn. We learn about Willem's long-standing tradition of buying lottery tickets and sharing them with family, a tradition that hadn't yielded much luck until now.
Yes, this is where the lottery incident enters the picture.
Okay.
Willem's mother-in-law wins a substantial sum, 100,000 guilders, from a ticket he gave her.
Wow.
To put that into perspective, it would be like winning hundreds of thousands in today's money.
Yeah.
You'd think this would be the answer to his financial woes.
I know, I'd be thrilled. But instead of sharing the winnings, his mother-in-law decides to keep it all for herself. I can only imagine the disappointment, maybe even a feeling of betrayal. It's a classic example of how money can complicate relationships, especially within families. And while the financial loss is significant, it's the broken promise, the dashed hope that might have stung the most.
It definitely adds another layer of stress to an already strained situation. And wouldn't you know it, this event seems to fuel Aniki's desire for that caravan vacation even more.
Yeah.
So now, Willem is caught between his wife's dreams and the harsh reality of their finances.
Right.
Driven by this pressure, he decides to approach his boss for a raise.
Okay.
Hoping for some relief.
But his request is denied. It makes you wonder, was the boss simply adhering to company policy?
Right.
Or was there a lack of awareness of Willem's struggles? The sources don't explicitly say.
Right. We're left to speculate. Much like Willem must have. Now, instead of a raise, the boss offers him a heavily discounted used folding camper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he was trying to help, but I wonder if it also unintentionally highlighted Willem's perceived desperation.
That's a great point. It's a gesture that could be interpreted in multiple ways.
Hmm.
And we're left to consider how Willem himself might have perceived it. Did he see it as a kindness or as a confirmation of his financial struggles?
It adds a really interesting layer of complexity to the situation, doesn't it? So they take this caravan vacation, but of course it comes with its own set of challenges.
Right.
Willem's now making these incredibly long weekly commutes, about 800 kilometers to be with his family at the seaside campsite.
Oh, wow.
It's a grueling schedule, not to mention the added cost of gas, which was quite expensive back then.
It sounds exhausting, both physically and financially.
Yeah.
Imagine the strain of constantly being on the road, away from home, all while trying to maintain some semblance of normalcy.
It's a recipe for burnout. And that's exactly what we see happening with Willem.
Right.
He starts exhibiting signs of what we now recognize as burnout.
Okay.
Exhaustion, difficulty coping, a feeling of being overwhelmed. It gets so bad that he's sent to a recovery facility, which underscores just how seriously his condition was deteriorating.
It's a stark reminder that even in seemingly ordinary lives, immense pressure can build beneath the surface.
Yeah.
And in Willem's case, we're seeing this confluence of financial strain,
right,
family dynamics, and maybe even societal expectations of that era all converging.
It's a lot for anyone to handle.
Mm.
And when he returns home, things don't magically improve.
Mm.
In a moment of despair, Willem attempts suicide by taking a large dose of pills.
It's a truly harrowing turn of events, thankfully unsuccessful. But this attempt underscores the depth of his desperation, the feeling of being trapped with no way out.
It makes you wonder, was this a cry for help? Was he hoping someone would see the depth of his pain?
It's certainly possible. Suicide attempts, even unsuccessful ones, are often a way of communicating immense distress, right?
Mm.
They're a sign that someone is struggling to cope, that their internal resources are depleted.
And while this is a very dark point in Willem's story, it's followed by a period where things seemingly start to look up. He recovers physically from the suicide attempt and appears to be doing better, helping around the house, working on projects. It's like a glimmer of hope emerges.
Yes. It seems like they're trying to rebuild their lives, finding a new sense of normalcy. Anarchy takes on a caregiving job for an elderly couple, a routine they share together. There's a sense of them supporting each other, finding strength in shared responsibility.
It's almost as if they're clinging to this routine, this sense of purpose. But as we know, this fragile piece is not meant to last. The story takes another tragic turn.
And it happens on a seemingly ordinary day, a day like any other. Anarchy and Willem are preparing to go help the elderly couple. Willem asks Anarchy to go ahead, saying he'll join her shortly. It's such a mundane request, yet it becomes a pivotal moment in their story.
I imagine Anarchy leaving, not thinking anything of it, expecting Willem to follow, as he said. But when she returns to their house, she finds it locked. As time passes, that initial confusion must have morphed into something much darker, a sense of dread.
And tragically, her fears are confirmed. She gets a neighbor to help unlock the door, and they're confronted with a horrifying scene. The bathroom is covered in blood. A stark contrast to the ordinary day that had begun just hours earlier.
It's a chilling detail from the sources, one that paints a vivid picture of the tragedy unfolding. They follow the trail of blood, and it leads them to Willem's body in the bedroom. This time, his suicide attempt has a fatal outcome.
It's a devastating end to a story already filled with so much pain. And it leaves us, and those who knew him, grappling with the question of why. What led him to this point of no return?
The sources describe his funeral as impersonal, almost detached. It's as though, even in death, this sense of isolation that seemed to permeate his life persisted.
This detail, while seemingly small, speaks volumes. Was Willem truly alone in his struggles? Did he lack a support system, people he could confide in?
Even his colleagues, reflecting on the tragedy, seemed to be searching for answers. Was it simply the financial strain? Or was there something more, something deeper, that they missed?
There's this telling line where they grapple with the idea that maybe it was 80% the fault of the home situation. Perhaps the financial pressures were just one piece of a much larger puzzle. Even if he had more money, would it have addressed the underlying issues?
It's a haunting thought, isn't it? That maybe there were signs, cracks in the facade that went unnoticed or were simply explained away.
It raises the question, how often do we truly see the struggles of those around us? How often do we miss the quiet desperation hidden behind a smile, a casual conversation, an everyday routine?
Willem's story, while set in a different time, feels so relevant, doesn't it? His struggles with financial strain, family dynamics, mental health, these are challenges that people face every single day, regardless of their background or circumstance.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so crucial to talk about these issues openly and honestly, to break down the stigma surrounding mental health and create a space where people feel safe seeking help.
It's about recognizing that those seemingly ordinary lives around us might be facing extraordinary challenges.
Yeah.
And sometimes just acknowledging that someone is struggling, offering a listening ear, can make a world of difference. Willem's story is so heartbreaking, and as we've unpacked these sources, it's become clear that there are so many layers to it. It's not a simple case of this one thing went wrong.
Right.
It's a complex tapestry of financial strain, family dynamics, societal pressures, and mental health struggles, all intertwined.
And what's particularly fascinating is how seemingly unrelated events, like that lottery win that wasn't shared, can converge to create a perfect storm. It highlights the ripple effects of even seemingly small actions or circumstances,
right?
Especially when someone is already feeling vulnerable.
Right. And it makes you think, if just one of those pieces had been different, would the outcome have been different too?
Mm.
It really underscores how interconnected our lives are and how even seemingly insignificant moments can hold so much weight.
It's true. But rather than dwelling on what-ifs, perhaps we can shift our focus to what now. What can we learn from Willem's story that might help us better understand and support those around us who might be struggling in silence?
That's a great point. So as we reflect on everything we've discussed, what are some key takeaways for our listeners? What can we glean from this deep dive into Willem's life and tragic death?
Well, first, I think it's essential to remember the importance of context.
Sure.
We can't fully understand Willem's choices without considering the societal norms of the 1970s.
Mm.
Were attitudes towards mental health different then? Was there the same level of support and understanding that we hopefully have today?
It's a great reminder that we can't just view the past through a modern lens, can we? We have to try to understand the cultural and societal factors at play.
Exactly. And second, I think Willem's story highlights the profound impact of family dynamics. How might things have unfolded differently if his mother-in-law had shared the lottery winnings, or if there had been more open communication and support within the family unit?
Yeah.
It makes you consider the role of both financial and emotional support, especially during times of crisis.
Absolutely. Family can be a source of incredible strength, but it can also be a source of added pressure, especially when combined with financial strain and societal expectations.
And finally, I think Willem's story is a powerful reminder of the importance of recognizing warning signs.
Yeah.
Could anyone have intervened sooner?
Mm.
Were there missed opportunities to offer help, to simply be present and listen without judgment?
You know, it's easy to look back and say, if only someone had done this, or if only they had noticed that.
Right.
But the reality is that sometimes these signs are subtle.
Yeah.
And people are incredibly good at masking their pain.
You're right. It's not about placing blame, but rather about increasing our awareness. It's about cultivating a culture where it's okay to not be okay, where reaching out for help is seen as a sign of strength, not weakness.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with this thought. Willem's story, while tragic, can be catalyst for change. It can inspire us to be more attentive to those around us, to offer a listening ear, a kind word, a helping hand.
Because sometimes the smallest gestures can have the greatest impact. Perhaps by sharing this story, by having these conversations, we can help create a world where tragedies like Willem's become less frequent, a world where people feel seen, heard, and supported even in their darkest moments.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into Willem's life. It's been a heavy but important journey, and I hope it leaves you with a renewed sense of empathy and awareness for those around you.